if you want 2 pounds or a quarter worth, whatever you wanted. But now you can do it up in bags.
When you buy it loose, you can either say you're buying it loose or buying it in quantity or buying in...
Well, we always say buying by the pound.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with the term buying a book? That was one of the later questions.
Well, now that would be like buying a holy sack at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we never did do that.
I see. I suppose people who lived a long way from the
yeah.
Do that. Okay, what do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you hold up to your mouth and blow?
Mouth harp.
Okay, and how about another musical instrument that's made out of metal or wire, I guess, and twang up to your mouth?
You call it.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made out of a plank like this and it's balanced in the middle and it's tied?
A ping pong.
Okay, and if you have one that doesn't go up and down, but goes round and round instead, do you have a name for that?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything
else? Yeah. Now, when I was living, we had such a bad, we called it a hortigee.
Oh. Huh.
Well, you'd have to push it. One would get on it and put it, you roll it in, and one would get, or maybe sometimes two, one would get, and they'd push it around. We always call it hortigee. But the proper name, I think, is merry-go-round.
Uh-huh. Does it go up and down as well as around, or just around?
No, just around.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you can hold in your hand and sharpen a knife on?
This piece of stone, I guess. Flat rock?
That's what I was thinking of. Okay. And can you tell us some of the different kinds of wood fences that used to be around here?
Well, there has been a few picket fences. And, rail fence.
How did the rail fences go together? Were they sort of like this?
Mm-hmm.
About how many high?
Oh, I'd say maybe 8. Yep. About that high, you know.
Oh, high enough so that you can jump over it. Okay. Did the rail fences ever have any separate names if they were built differently, or were they all just called rail?
Oh, I've never seen them. It was built like that, you know, and then you can't listen to the rail and some more put in there like that. I don't know if there's another name now.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a safe and rider as part of a rail fence?
A what?
Safe and rider. I'm not really sure what that is, but I think it's, you know, where they come together and mm-hmm. sometimes put one up like that and then lay one on the top to stabilize it, but I'm not really sure. Okay. Do the picket fences have pointed tops?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had too many people spending the night here and you had to make a bed on the floor, what would you call that?
Well, I call it a pad. Oh, you mean for a quilt?
Uh-huh.
It's called a pad. We always say spend the pad.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So we have to do that occasionally. And, well, all you can do is put out the extra bed. It's a mattress, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you have to do a long time there.
Okay. And do you have a name for low ground in a river valley where you might plant some crops?
Well, there is a name, but I don't want it to be called. Riverbed, I don't.
Okay.
It wouldn't hardly be a riverbed, so that'd be a river. I'd be fine.
Have you ever heard it called bottomland or anything?